It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Laura Schmidt.
I'm really excited to be back to the Bean Report this year. So let's get started with field pea seeding recommendations. So seed peas from late April to early May. You want to seed peas when the minimum average soil temperature at the seeding depth is about 5 degrees Celsius. So your peas will begin germinating at 4 degrees Celsius, but waiting until that minimum average is up at 5 will help improve vigor and emergence. So in North Dakota, at Carrington has been researching planting date and soil temperatures following seeding for their impact on pea yield, emergence, and root rot severity. And seeding earlier reduced root rot severity, and on fields that had a history of that root rot, yields were actually maximized when soil temperatures at that seeding depth for the week following seeding were between that 7 to 10 degrees Celsius range. So going in at 5 and looking at the forecast and saying that it's going to warm up will probably help us out there. The link to the full results of those will be in the Bean Report this week. But on the other side of that seeding window, delaying seeding to late May for peas will mean that that crop's going to flower during the heat of July. And hot temperatures during flowering will cause flower blasting, meaning that those flowers won't produce viable pods or seeds. So seeding earlier so those peas will flower in cooler temperatures are going to benefit you there. A good rule of thumb for seeding peas is to go into at least a half inch of moisture for depth. So that depth might range from 1.5 to 3 inches deep, but ensuring they have that moisture to work with will aid in your emergence. They can tolerate deep seeding, but if that moisture is up higher, shallower seeding will lead to a quicker emergence. For inoculation, we want to inoculate with Rhizobium leguminosarum bacteria and ensure that those soil test nitrogen levels are low enough to accommodate nodulation. So we're targeting somewhere below 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre. Single inoculation is recommended even on fields with a history of peas. And if that field's seeing peas for the very first time, I'd consider double inoculating using a peat or liquid on seed as well as a granular in-furrow to ensure that there will be that bacteria there for your crop's nodulation. And for peas, we like to use narrow rows between 6 to 12 inches. Their tendrils knit together, and seeding on those narrow rows will help with standability later in the season. And same thing on that standability. For plant populations, we want to target 80 to 90 live plants per meter squared, which is about equivalent to 350 to 400,000 live plants per acre. For peas, dry beans, and fava beans, there's a big variation in seed sizes among varieties and seed lots. So to calculate your seeding rate using that 1,000 seed weight of your variety and seed lot, along with your expected emergence rate based on your farm experience will help. So for peas, where those 1,000 seed weights range from about 200 to 300 grams per 1,000 seeds, this could meet a seeding rate range from 170 to 400 pounds per acre, or 3 to 6.5 bushels per acre, just depending on your seed size.
Touch a bit more on fava beans.
So similar to peas, but a little bit different. Seed fava beans mid-April to early May. The minimum soil temperature for fava bean germination is 3 to 5 degrees Celsius. They're also quite susceptible to flower blasting under those hot temperatures, so don't delay to past mid-May. Since fava bean crops cross-pollinate, be sure to separate your fields of tannin and zero-tannin varieties by up to half a kilometer to make sure there's no crossover. And seed depth for favas ranges from 2 to 3 inches, ensuring adequate seed-to-soil moisture contact again. Like with peas, inoculate with that Rhizobia bacteria and ensure the soil test nitrogen levels are low enough. For favas, we single inoculate on fields that have a history of peas or fava beans because they share the same bacteria species, and we double inoculate on those fields that don't have any post-crop history. Fava beans also go in on narrow rows between 6 to 14 inches, and we target 45 plants per meter squared or 180,000 live plants per acre. And same with peas, there's a large range of fava 1,000 seed weights from 300 to 700 grams per 1,000 seeds. So using your variety and seed slot weight to calculate your seeding rates will help you hit that target plant stand. Large seed sizes of favas also means there's more of a risk of plugging at seeding. And so we have some tips on that as well in this week's Bean Report newsletter up on our website to help avoid that.
Thanks, Laura. Laura Schmidt is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.